All right, welcome back to the Seven Lakes High School podcast. Today, we are sitting down with two members of our dance team, the Sapphires. So would y'all like to introduce yourselves?
Yes, ma'am. So my name is Jaden.
And I'm Kelly.
For our listeners, what are the Sapphires?
Right, so the Sapphires are basically our varsity dance team here at Seven Lakes. You have the advanced dance class and the dance one class, and then like our JV Spartaneers, but Sapphires are like the varsity team. And it basically just has to do with everything school spirit. We do pep rallies, football games, and then we have our separate seasons of contest and spring show as well.
All right, and what are y'all's roles on the team?
So I serve as colonel, which is the equivalent to captain of the team.
And I'm the president, which is the president of the social officer line.
Yeah. And do you want to explain maybe a little bit more about the dance team versus the, like, being colonel of the dance team versus being in charge of the social events and kind of what the differences there are?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm a dance officer and Kelly's a social officer. So being colonel, you definitely do a little bit more of the dance side. You choreograph a lot of dances. All of our football routines are choreographed by the dance officers. We clean dances. We have our own companies, which are like select groups of the team that we kind of take care of individually. So it's really just a lot of the dance side of the team. And then Kelly.
So in the social, like we call it social land, we do a lot of props. So in spring show, you see like glitter walls, and that's everything we do. We paint them all. And then we also, we plan the events. So we have formal, we have banquet, we have like contest kickoff, and we plan all of those events. And like, it's just a fun social bonding thing that we do.
Yeah, that's great. And what are the major events throughout the year for the Sapphires?
So we go all the way before school even starts. And so we have a 2-week long camp, and that we call line camp. And then that goes into kid camp. And then every Monday of the year, we have practice, which is like our master class, where we have people come in and teach us a combo. And then we obviously have our football games. And then once a month, we celebrate like the team's birthdays of that month. And so we have a birthday breakfast, and then we also have contest season. So we have contests every few weekends. And then before that, we like it's retreat. We go in like the woods and we learn and clean all our dances. And then lastly, our spring show.
Yeah. All right. Well, can you describe your personal like road to becoming a Sapphire, just kind of how you ended up wanting to do this?
Right. So me and Kelly actually have a pretty similar experience. We both came from the same dance studio, and we both grew up doing like primarily ballet. Mm-hmm. So it was a little bit different. A lot of girls come in having done competitive dance, but I feel like there's a lot of different backgrounds. For us, we were in the dance one class. We didn't do JV dance. So we did dance one, and then we tried out for Sapphires. But there's also a lot of dance training that's not necessarily needed previously. So mm-hmm. as competition dances, I guess it's pretty helpful. There's also a lot of girls that are in the JV class, and that's where they learn to dance, and then they'll try out and they'll make Sapphires. So it's really just the work you put into it. But obviously, there's a ton of help. All of our Sapphires are here if anyone has questions about auditions, our directors. So, yeah.
And we do have like a list of the skills. If
y'all
So we have like a double pirouette, a coupe, a calypso, and then chaîne and pique turns, and then an arabesque, alisacon turns, a grand jeté, a center leap, a battement, a tilt, and then just quick change of directions.
Cool. So is that what people kind of need to know how to do going into Sapphire auditions?
Right.
Yes.
All right. Nice. I'm keeping that in the back of my head in case I get inspired. So what are some benefits of being a Sapphire? Just kind of the best parts of it.
So honestly, one of my favorites is being in the pep rallies. We do get a lead class early. And so that's just fun because I get like adrenaline from doing it. And then obviously like the birthday breakfast that I was talking about. And then all the fun social events that we get to have because it's just so fun. Like after school, having something to look forward to. And then you just get to know people from every single grade. Like you come to the team, like your freshman year going, well, officially you're on the team your sophomore year, but you're friends with these seniors and like you're just friends with everybody. And then you get Letterman points. So you get Letterman jackets. You can get it sooner. And then we also get a sticker on our ID so we can get into like other school games.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I love that. Those are really so fun.
It's really just like a sisterhood. Like mm-hmm. one thing that I love about it is we have a team of 40 people right now, and it's like 40 girls that I know I can always count on, and basically like 40 built-in best friends, which is really awesome.
That's so sweet. It kind of reminds me in a way of like college sororities.
Yes.
Because of like all your activities. Yes. Because it's not just a dance team. Y'all family. Do things together. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like we say a lot how we're at dance more than we're in our own homes.
Yep. The dance gym is like our home, basically.
Well, it sounds great. Are there any kind of challenges? What's the most challenging thing about being a Sapphire?
So I'd say for me, I'm involved in band as well. I'm the baton twirler. Oh, yeah. And with all of my classes, the biggest thing was learning time management, like outside of Sapphires. We have morning practice at 6:15 every morning, and sometimes we have after school practices, and spring show season, we have practice after school almost every day. So being able to manage my schedule with school and my extracurriculars, that's really important. I would say also just as like a dancer that came from a ballet background, coming into Sapphires, you have to pick up a lot of choreography. There's a lot of different dances. So just being able to have a mind to pick up all of that and retain it all, it can be difficult. But as you progress on the team, it gets a lot easier. So,
yeah. And so since we are like varsity, we have to maintain our grades to be able to participate. Yeah. And so I just feel like having like a late football game like last week and to take exams the next day, we had girls studying on the bus.
Yeah, and there were weather delays and everything. What time did y'all get home after that?
We left at halftime, actually.
Yeah. Right. We left around like 11.
But cheer, 11. I know they came at like 12:30. Yeah.
So no, it was a late night.
That was a lot. It's definitely, it's a huge time commitment. And we do go to a school where like academics are kind of right at the forefront. And it can be difficult to keep up, especially when you have so much going on. But all that aside, you do it anyways, because you love being a Sapphire. What is your favorite thing about being a Sapphire?
I feel like it's the lifelong friends. Like, mm-hmm. one, I've met this girl on the team last year, and she graduated to college, and she's still my best friend to this day. And, like, I feel like I relate to that with many girls on this team.
Mm-hmm. It definitely teaches you, like, a lot of life lessons. Obviously, the time management, like I mentioned. But I feel like confidence overall, for a lot of people, they don't have, like, their spot in high school yet. And they mm-hmm. come to the team, and they build their friendships, and they find something that they really love and they're passionate about. And I think that really is just so helpful, being in high school and having something that you love so much.
Yeah, no, it's great when people find places where they feel like they're supported and they feel like they belong. And I think from what I've seen from the Sapphires, y'all are really great at doing that. And it's just
thank you.
Wonderful, sparkly little sisterhood thing.
Yes.
Very sparkly. Yes.
All right. Well, thank y'all so much for coming on to this episode of the podcast. When's the next time people can come out and see y'all perform?
Right, so we actually have a Rotunda rally on Thursday morning, and then we will be performing at halftime at the football game on Thursday. That kickoff is at 7:30 at Klein, so kind come support.
Drive. Yes, all right. Well, once again, thank y'all so much, and we're done.